Being a professional isn't about the money you make, the position you hold, your level of expertise, or fame. It's the motivation and the attitude you bring to your work. A desire for always learning and improving, and balancing your creative output with getting the business done. Welcome and join the Creating Pros. Hi, and welcome back to Creating Pros. I'm your host, Jim Nettles. This week, I want to dive a little bit into talking about when you think it's time for a change. I've been actually talking to a fair number of friends over the years about this, and it's come up quite frequently in the last couple of weeks with a couple of friends of mine who are in the process of making transitions, making changes, a couple of clients been doing some things with, that are looking at trying to understand what does it look like when you're evaluating making a change. And it's one thing to think you're going to make a job change. It's another thing to think you're getting into a full-blown career change, much less if you think that you're going to make the hop over from maybe having a full-time career to where you're going to go and try to build a full-time creative business. Even if it's not a creative business, you just think you're going to dive straight into trying to build a business around the lifestyle you're trying to build. And in the world we're in today, this is something we're seeing much more of. I've been in it. I've done this before myself a number of times. I have worked with different people doing this, going through all these sorts of changes and things that go on. And looking at it and looking and deciding, is it time to make a change? Is it what makes sense for you? Well, I was sitting down and talking to a friend not long ago about this because they're kind of going through this and wanted to talk because they've been through it. My wife's been through it and is going through kind of another reset of some of the stuff of the business. So this is kind of good timing to talk about this, and thought it was worthwhile to bring this up and talk about it here. So what would drive somebody to look and say, okay, well, I think I'm ready to leap off this cliff. I'm ready to make a major change. Or maybe they're looking because they've decided they want to just make a career hop or a career change. Other times it could be because somebody wants to look and say, nope, I've always had this dream, this idea in my head of I want to do X for a living. Or maybe they're even like a friend looking to retire, but looking to build now a creative business in that retirement age. So what are the things that tell you, yeah, it could be time to make that change? Well, like for my friend, it gets kind of obvious if you're sitting there looking at retirement, but you've got things you've always done, you've been interested in, you've had hobbies, and now you're looking to dive into those further. Well, that can be a really good motivator, right? But other times, and I've heard this and seen this with people of all ages, all demographics coming up, especially during the pandemic, even now post-pandemic, and as tumultuous as things are in the world, a lot of people right now are struggling. They're looking, sometimes it's apathy, sometimes it's stress, sometimes it just feels like you've got no purpose or place in the world. A lot of things where it's just what's my place in the world? What impact should I be having? Should I be working towards this or that? Maybe you're in a career that's unfulfilling. Maybe you're in a career because, you've discovered that maybe one choice isn't making the money you wanted. Maybe that choice is not giving you the fulfillment you're looking for. Maybe it's just not fitting the lifestyle you're wanting to get into. Maybe you're getting in that position where it doesn't matter what the money is, you're just not feeling it anymore. And for a lot of people, it can be one of those things of now finding that right balance between, as the old saying goes, work-life balance, whatever that means. When we look at all these sorts of signals that we go through, and sometimes it's just work stress that we're going through, and sometimes it really is that sign, it is that indicator that it is time to leap off that cliff and make a radical change. And again, this doesn't have to be you've decided to go create a business. It could be you've decided to leap into an entirely different career, or you just want to explore something differently. It's time to shake things up find new ways of doing things, find new reasons for doing things. You know, it's that you're sitting there and you're just not finding that meaning and purpose in what you're doing. Well, maybe it is then time to start taking a look at what you're doing with your life, because we spend the vast majority of our lives working in some way, shape, or form. We're always out there trying to, because we've got bills to pay, things that we want to do. So there's a lot of moving pieces to life, and work is a big part of that. And when we look at work, you know, finding purpose, having meaning, finding joy in the work that we do is a critical part to being happy in what we do with our lives. Now, if you are really thinking you're ready, or at least even debating making some sort of a massive change, you know, there's a couple of things, or more than a couple of things, to look out for and to consider. You know, anytime you're looking at making a change, change is scary, right? Change is one of those things that can be fun, it can be exhilarating, but at the same time, change is inherently, you know, jumping into the unknown is always a little bit scary. And you have to be aware of that before you decide to make that change. Now, this is a big part of the conversation I have with a friend, is understand what is the reality of what the decision you're contemplating versus what's the fantasy. You know, we've all been through that idea of life, you know, life is greener, the grass is greener on the other side. Sometimes it literally just is that notion of I need to make a change. Other times it is the environment you're in, the work you're doing, or maybe you're even in a situation where, as we see a lot of layoffs going on, we see a lot of change happening in the business world, maybe you're not even being given the choice. You've got to go find and make that change. Well, if that's the case, understand change always is a little bit scary. It's a little bit, it's going to create some of that stress. Now, like I say, when that change begins to happen, it is really critical to understand and have a pretty good idea of what the reality is of what you're looking to dive into versus the fantasy we can often build up in our heads. That notion of, oh, okay, this is the easy silver bullet. This is going to, you know, this one change will make my life complete. The silver bullet fallacy is the one thing that I often see will get people into trouble, is because they have that notion, if I just do this one thing, if I just make this one change, then everything will be okay. Well, understand when you're debating this change, what does that reality look like? No, you'll never fully know what it is until you're there and until you're in the situation, but have a good idea as to what it looks like. And if you are in a position where you're looking at either moving out of a position into something where you're either working in a small company, you're making a jump where you're wanting to start your own business, you're even wanting to start something on the side, well, understand there is a very big difference between having a job and having and owning a business. Because if you have a job, much like I've spoken about in the past, then your function is to do whatever you've been hired to do. Versus if you have the business, then all of it is your responsibility. And this is a drastic change that most people never see and never really fully will understand unless they've taken that leap. One of the big things that always happens, and I've been through this before, is anytime you make this kind of a change, what you do for a living is a core part of your identity. It's who you are. Because when we spend so much of our day doing something, it becomes a large part of who we are and a large part of the reason we do everything that we do every day. You know, think about it. Often the first question that comes up when you meet somebody is, okay, well, what do you do? Well, if you're changing your job, you're changing your career, you're changing your business even, this is a change in identity. And that change in identity can be a big thing that most people are not necessarily as aware of until the change happens, especially if you're making a change where you've got some larger name behind you or a business name behind you, and now it's just you. Well, in that case, then you are your identity, the business, and everything else. But every time we make a change, this also reflects a change in us and a change in our identity. And one of the things that we have to recognize is that even if you're just changing from job A to job B, anytime there's a change, there is a sense of loss and grief that we process for the most part, because there are people we build relationships with. There are parts of our jobs, hopefully, we enjoy, all these sorts of things that go on. So if you are making a change, understand that loss and that grief is going to be a part of it, no matter how excited you are for the new opportunity. And when we make a change, the next few things we run into are, because now things are not as familiar, we're not necessarily as confident in what we're doing. It can be a blow to the self-esteem. It can be a blow to our confidence. Even a small challenge that wouldn't normally bother us can be something that can throw us off of our game, because it's one of those things we didn't fully prepare ourselves for. So understand, there's a lot of things that are going to happen that we often are not prepared for when we make these kinds of leaps, when we make career changes, open businesses, close businesses, change what we do within our businesses, or if you're just simply changing jobs, even if it's within the same organization, all of these things can come into play. So looking at this idea, the next thing that I see often that happens way too often is that we think that just because we've taken a particular step, that we're going to be able to follow in someone else's footsteps. And to an extent, that's true. We're always going to be stepping on ground that other people have walked in for the most part. But even so, we can't compare our journey to what anybody else's looks like, because the steps we take, the paths we take, the decisions we make will all be our own. And every one of those, even if we repeated 100% of someone else's decisions, we will not get exactly the same outcome. So we have to remember that the journey we take is ours, it's our responsibility, and it's the decisions we make, not anybody else's. And we can't necessarily control everything that's going to happen in that journey and on that trip. And remember, it's yours. Now, there's a couple of things here that are going to feel a little bit contradictory. Yeah, the first thing is that, yes, we have to be responsible for the decisions we make. We have to know that our journey is ours, but at the same time, we're not doing this alone. And if you're trying to do it alone, often this is going to be the reason that we struggle even more, is if we find the right community of people, if we find people that are going along on their own journeys as well, but it's a good, healthy community for us, then that is a way that we can learn and grow from other people's successes and mistakes. We can grow our networks of people that help us learn and understand what's happening in the world around us, what's happening within the network, within the company, whatever the case may be. So finding and building those relationships is often the difference between success or failure. And in that, if you're not finding necessarily the right community, one of the things that happens is our community can pull us down. If somebody is fearful, or we are fearful ourselves, you can't operate from a position of fear. If you do, then you'll get into analysis paralysis. If you're sitting there and you're standing on the cliff and you're looking over it, but you can't take that last step. Fear is important. Fear is there to make sure that we are paying attention, that we consider the options when we go to make a decision. But at the end of the day, we can't operate from a position of fear, and we cannot operate from a position where we're worried about everyone else's opinions. We can't take into account everybody that is going to tell us why decisions we make are good or bad, because at the end of the day, they're ours. People can give us their thoughts, their opinions, their feedback, and if it's coming from the right place, it can have value, and it can be something that helps give us and walk us through making sure that we've thought through the decisions we're making. But at the end of the day, many people will also operate from their own places of fear and try to project that onto us. So having the right community with you, having the right support structure around you, and communicating with everyone that will be affected by any decision you make, all of these things become critical. Now, again, if you're making a big change, like you're changing careers, you're making a leap over into creative business, or you're trying to open your own business, even just the notion of retirement, all of these things create uncertainty. All of these things create a bit of fear and doubt. No matter how secure we are, understand change will always create some of this. Now, how do we deal with that? Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, and often the most important thing, is acknowledging the fact that change isn't easy, that change can be scary. Acknowledging that these things are inherently risky is half the battle, because once we acknowledge that, we know this, we can move past it. But until we've actually acknowledged it, we really don't have the ability to move past those fears, those risks. And the next thing we have to always accept is that failure is always an option. We look at Mythbusters. Failure is always an option, but failure does not mean failure unless we don't learn from it, we don't grow from it. And failure just often really translates into maybe we need to pivot or make a small change to then find success. Then one of the last things is looking at all of these moving pieces, acknowledging the fact that there can be guilt anytime we make a change, because if we change careers, move positions, grow, change the business, this will affect not just ourselves, but also friends, family, and also the people we worked with. Well, we can't take on guilt from making the changes that we need to make for ourselves. So if you're now really looking at and have contemplated all of this, how do we go about making the change? How do we actually go about taking the steps, jumping off the cliff? Well, the first thing is this, and I'll tell you this just from personal experience. There's no silver bullet. There's no shortcuts. Yes, we can learn from the lessons, the mistakes, and the successes of others. But at the end of the day, there are still steps we have to take. There are no ultimate shortcuts. There are tools that can help us. There are things that can help us through. But at the end of the day, there's no real shortcuts. When we make a change, we have to adjust to that new normal, and we have to prepare for what we're taking ourselves into. Once you've done that, now we go into to really kind of that assessment process. Where am I at? What am I really looking to do? Because if you're in the position of just wanting or feeling or knowing you need to make a change, you may or may not entirely know what that change looks like. So the first thing is understanding and being very specific about what is it you want from life and what you want out of that career, especially if you're trying to move into something of building your own business. What is it that you want to get? What is it that would be meaningful to you and that would create meaning out of the change? And if you're looking at doing something where you're moving into creative business, or you're looking at creating your own business, things along these lines, always ask yourself, what is it that I want to do? Understand, are you being driven by passion? Are you being driven by the moment? Are you being driven by an inspiration? Or are you really focused on something that gives you energy, feeds you, moves you forward? Because if it's purely just, oh, passion, or it's purely just chasing the inspiration of the moment, often that will not carry you through either the trials and tribulations that will come up, and they will. That also may not sustain you if it's not inspiring enough. So understand what gives you energy, what feeds you, what lets you move forward, because the energy is going to be what you need to be successful. The energy is going to be what you need to make the next step and really get out of it what you're looking for. Because if you're needing to make a change, often what you're suffering from is what you're doing now is not giving you energy, it's taking it away from you. And in that, always assess what would you want to do? What is it you really want to do? What is it you like to do? What gives you this energy? And is, when you think you've made that decision, make sure to contemplate, is there anything else that you may want to do? There is a joke we often tell, well, not entirely a joke, but I mean, amongst writers, people that are trying to make a living as a writer, it's, what else have you ever thought about wanting to do in life that gives you happiness? Unless you're absolutely driven to be a writer or an artist or a painter or a musician. If that's not absolutely what you're driven to do, go find something else, because creative lives can be some of the most challenging ones in which to make a living, but can also be some of the most rewarding ones, especially if you're having to make a living at it. Now, while you're going through these considerations, you know, be very specific. Understand, with the life that you're currently in, what is working for you? What are the things that you enjoy? What are the things that feed you and give you energy? And also be very specific about what is not working for you. What is causing the desire, the need, the want for change? And be specific. Understand, why is it that you're no longer or never have potentially even found the reward out of something that you're currently doing? And again, the more specific you can be about what is and is not working for you, the better you'll be able to assess and take the right steps into the next step. One of the things that often we don't give a lot of thought to, and we need to more often, is understanding, what are our core values? Who are we? What really has meaning for us? Is it a particular belief system? Is it a particular political system? Even a particular financial and economic system? You know, what are our feelings about friends and family? What are our feelings and our core values about what gives us meaning, gives us joy, gives us purpose? Understanding who you really are at your core will be one of those things that will be tested, especially if you're wanting to go into business for yourself. Your core values will be tested, and if you don't live up to those core values, you'll often find what the decisions you make are going to be the things to support those core values and not the things necessarily that will help you take and support yourself. So you have to make sure that the steps you're taking, the career you want to step into, the business you want to step into, you want to make sure that that is in alignment with your core values, because otherwise, if they're not, you will pay a penalty for that. Now, once you know who you are, the next thing is to take a look at and assess, and again, be critical. Not only what's important to you, but what are your strengths and weaknesses, right? We all know the questions you get. Oh, well, give me your three strengths. Give me your three weaknesses, all this. Take a real, whether it's a skills assessment, whether it's a real, true, hard assessment, whether it's self-reflection, it probably should be some of all of the above. Understand what your real strengths, what your real knowledge, what your real capabilities are and are not, and understand if whatever you're stepping into, you will need those people around you that can help cover for those places that are not your strongest points, and may even need people to cover places that may be strong points, but you won't have the ability to focus on those. So if you know what you can and can't do well, and know what does and doesn't interest you, because again, you may be able to do something, but you may not be the right person to do it for a particular project. And also being ready to acknowledge that we can't do it all. We can't do it all by ourselves, that we will need to work with other people and we'll need to find those right people. So make sure you know what you can and can't do. Make sure you do and don't know, or know what you can and can't and won't do in that particular process. And as you're really getting down to that point of making the decision of stepping off of that edge, do your research. Spend your time. And again, make sure that what you're looking at is something that is the things that will feed you, give you energy, give you drive, give you motivation, not something that's purely just passion. Hopefully it is something you are passionate about and have an enjoyment of, a love of, but it needs to be something that's going to feed you and give you energy, because if it doesn't, it will take it from you and it will take it very quickly. The next thing we have to do is step into that preparation phase. Once we've made our decision, right, we come into that notion of, I've decided this is what I want to do. This is how I want to spend the next X amount of my life. I now know how I want to go make my living. Well, if you've made your decision and you know what that looks like, now we go into the preparation phase. We have to look and see, what are the resources that we have and what are the resources we're going to need, right? If you are making a change of a job, that may not be as drastic as one where you're starting a business. Or if you're in a position where maybe you've even been laid off or packaged out of position, or you're retiring, what are the resources you have and what do you need? What will you need both just to keep yourself going? And what are the things that you'll need, whatever this next step in career and business will be? And we also always have to be cognizant of our family situation. Who are we responsible for in the family? Or who may be responsible for us? You know, understanding our immediate family, our needs, all of that has to come into play, because again, things happen, life happens. We have to make sure that we can accommodate and handle all the basics for those people we care about. Now, when possible, we want to plan that transition. Yeah. Now, if you're in a position where you've been laid off or something along these lines, you maybe don't have as many options. But if you've now made these decisions, you know what things look like. Well, if you can plan that transition over months or even years, yeah, maybe you know you're two years away from retirement. You can go through and plan and be ready for this and be stepping and putting everything into place. That way, when you do leave, when you do step out and retire, when you make the move into the next step of your life, you're ready for that transition. Now, remember, before you go and take that leap, even if you don't have the ability to fully plan the transition out, just understand as best you can the change you're making. Because, and I've been guilty of this plenty of times myself, but the notion of, well, I'll just go do it and I'll figure it out later, is one that means we're going to pay for it and have some very expensive lessons along the way. Always prepare as best you can, whether that means reading the books, listening to interviews, taking classes, getting consultants, whatever it is you think you need to do to make sure that you're gaining the information you need to be ready and step into that next place. Now, again, assuming you've got the runway to plan and step into this, you know, if you are, especially if you're looking at moving into and creating your own business, it's usually a pretty good idea to try to build things as a hobby, build them as a side business, you know, step into them gradually so that you can get the foundation done and built while you still have some degree of sense of security. You know, understand and make the investments in the business and start building it up while you have the resources of a job, assuming that you do, or are able to take the resources from other things and pour them into building the business. That way, when you need to make the transition over, it's a lot easier. It's a lot smoother. And looking at it and making all of these transitions, it's not just financial. It's not just about having the tools and resources in place. It's also about making, again, those mental adjustments, making the mental investments to be ready for this kind of a change. Because if you're not, you're going to have to make the change, and those mindset changes, those mental adjustments are going to come one way or the other. And if you're not preparing yourself for them, it's a lot harder transition than you would think. Now, what does that mean? Well, this means we have to start telling our new story, because again, this is a change in identity. With this change in identity, a move, say, from going and being an accountant to a painter. If you're making that change in narrative, you're making that change in identity, you have to sculpt your new story and be looking at that as your story, your new story. And the more of that story you can write in advance, again, the easier that transition will become. And in this, things to remember. Again, you're not alone in this. There is no business. There is no job. There is no career path. There is no company for which there is not some degree of community, where there is not some degree of support system. But you have to be responsible for helping to build that and for being a positive contributing member of those. So if you can find that community that resonates with you and that will help you grow, all of these things, again, help you get a lot more stability as you move forward. Now, this being said, you cannot count when you're making a change just on your own network. You can't just reach out to the people you know. You can't just reach out to the people you've worked with. You can't just reach out to existing customers. Because if you're in a position of need, maybe you've been laid off, or maybe you're starting the business, whatever the case may be, you have to be ready to grow your network as much as you need to. This means you've got to be able to reach out. You've got to fundamentally be able to market and sell, because ultimately, at the end of the day, no matter what you're looking for, you're selling yourself. You're selling your name, your capabilities, your reputation, your time, your skills. And that's really what you're doing. So as you're making this change, understand why you're not alone. You have to be in a position to always be growing, developing, working on new relationships, and being in a position by which these are mutually beneficial. Now, when we go through, again, I'm going to reinforce this notion. Make sure that the things that you're looking at, the things you're pursuing, are the things that give you energy, that give you purpose. It's not just about the thing that you're passionate about at the moment. I did a workshop last year where I had somebody come out and they were talking about the fact that, well, you know, they were full-time developer, got into pickleball, and they managed to build an entire business around pickleball. That's great, except for the fact, you know, what's the notion of how long will that business last? How long is that a fad? How long before there are so many people in it, you're not making that same full-time living? Well, this is one of the things he was running into, was he was already kind of going over that hump and already seeing a bigger spread of the network. Well, understand, it has to be something that gives you that energy. And he had to look at it and say, what is it about doing this that gives me energy? It wasn't just the notion of something he enjoyed doing. It was the notion that he also was responsible for creating sales, creating experience, creating joy amongst this circle of people. And he started working in new product lines, new businesses, things like this. It's that kind of a transition that gets you ready to sustain for the long haul. And again, if you're making a transition, especially if you're wanting to build a business, I always recommend start it as a side job first. Get it to the point where you can at least live off the money, live off the revenues that are coming in the door, and understand what your expenses will be. Because there are always facets to having, owning, and running a business or being part of something like that that you don't know about until you actually have to do and deal with them. Everything from taxes and business licenses and insurance to all sorts of things that all of a sudden you realize it costs a lot more to run a business than you knew or realized. So what this means is, when you get deeper and deeper into this, it's always worthwhile to do a periodic reality check. What do I mean? Well, take a look. What does the world look like with the work you're doing, with the project you're doing? Is it still giving you energy? Is it still feeding you, pushing you forward? Are you starting to find success in the process? Well, at some point, you have to have an idea of, if the answer is no, and you've been pushing uphill, and you've pivoted, you've made some changes, but you're still not finding traction. We have to know what point is a pivot point, or at what point do you walk away, or at what point do you walk in and say, this is the point of no return. And after this point, I know maybe I will go back to an old career. I will make another change. Because again, failure is always an option and something we can always learn from, but you have to be aware of what your capabilities are, what your resources are, and where you are or are not finding success. And knowing that point of, this is the point at which I have to make a decision, yes or no, having that and setting that in advance is always helpful, because you never want to be in the position where the point where you make that decision is at a point of desperation. And this is the reason I always say, you don't burn the boats. If you are making a change in career, you're moving to a new company, you're moving to a new business, you're creating a business instead of and leaving a full-time job, you're going from retirement to a hobby. You never have to burn the boats. You never have to burn the bridges. You just need to always know that you have skills, you have knowledge, you have capabilities. And with those, there's always an opportunity to make a living some way. So find the joy in what you want to go do and create and make and what you want to do with life. And know that you are always your best safety net. It's not always easy. And yes, we will all struggle at some point. But just because you struggle, just because you hit challenges, doesn't mean that you can't be successful. Because again, the key to success, the strongest point to success, is always just showing up every day and continuing to do the work. So how can we then have our best shot at success with whatever the change is? You know, whether it is making a change to a new career, making a change to a new company, or you really are going to take that step out over the cliff and start a business of some sort, whether it's part-time, full-time, doesn't matter. How do we take that action? Well, first of all, you want to have some sort of a plan. You want to walk through and step through the plan. Much like I've said in the past, having a plan, having a business plan, these sorts of things, is really a key for you, because it means you've walked through it, you've thought it through, you have a pretty good solid idea of what can happen on the good side and what potentially can go wrong, or at least not go to plan. This is the reason for the plan. And then once you've done that, be ready to execute on the plan and be ready to always refine and enhance it as you need to. And when we dive off and step into these new enterprises, these new businesses, these new exploits, new careers, new jobs, there's a degree here of stepping off without having an expectation. Because if we set too firm an expectation, then we may find success, but in a different way, but still not feel fulfilled. We may not find what we thought would be success because we've defined something too narrow. So we have to be ready to step off that cliff and walk into it very open and ready to accept whatever comes. And that means we have to be able to understand, learn from the experience, enjoy the experience, take the stress of the experience, and always be ready to move forward. And again, the big key here is this: when you make a change, it is all incremental. You do not have to win the lottery tomorrow. It's not all about the big bang. It is just take the simple steps every single day to make yourself a little bit better, a little bit more knowledgeable, to make yourself a little better person. It's just a little bit every day. Get on the path and just keep moving the goal, you know, keep moving the yard down the field. Eventually you'll get to a goalpost, and then it'll be time to do it all over again, because there is no end of the journey. There is simply keep the march going, you know, and if things don't entirely go to plan, again, take the small steps. Take the small growth. There's no such thing as perfection. There's never going to be that moment which is the absolute right time, right place, right moment, at least not that you know of. Sometimes we just have to take those steps on faith, and sometimes those will be missteps, things that we can learn from, but even a misstep can create an opportunity. So again, trust your instincts, trust your gut, but always be ready and looking for the positive in every experience. Be looking for the opportunity as we move along and really embrace and own your journey. Have a good time with it and learn from it. That's what we're here for. And let's go make it all happen. So until next week, this has been Creating Pros. And remember, there may not be any silver bullets, there may not be any one singular way, but you still have a journey and you have to decide if you're going to take that next step. Till next week, this is Jim Nettles and this is Creating Pros.